Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. In this episode, we're going to be talking about what you take with you, choosing your emotional and behavioral baggage as wisely as you choose your travel baggage. And I don't think we talk about this enough, so we're going to be talking about this today. Before we get started, a quick shout out to new listeners in Windsor, Canada. Thank you for this connection. I'm so glad to have you here. If you have questions, thoughts, and ideas, you have three ways to send them in: call, text, or email. You will find all of that over on the Meet Catherine Here page. That's my office in the virtual ashram. So follow the links in the show notes, head over there, let me know how it's going and how I can help. Okay, let's talk about our baggage. And people often ask me what I take with me when I'm on travel, so you know where this came from. I love to travel. I love to travel really light. I like to just take a backpack. So it's a fun question, man. What's in your backpack? How do you travel on just a backpack? Well, it's a fun question. And I love to see other people answer that question, too, because I love to see what's important enough to make it into other people's travel kit. But it's not the only baggage we have along, is it? Now, I was thinking about this, actually, at New Year's. I kind of, you know, at each New Year and sometimes at birthdays, I like to review the past year, and I like to offer gratitude for all the amazing things that have happened and offer compassion for the tougher stuff, if there is any. And then I like to ask myself, what could I do better next year? What should I work to improve? What baggage or beliefs need to be left behind in that old year and not go with me into the next? And I would say the same thing for travel. What are the baggage, what are the beliefs that I need to leave behind and not take with me when I go? My backpack is heavy enough without fear and negative conditioning tagging along. So fear is the first thing I'm throwing out. And there's plenty of it. Fear of speaking out, fear of being seen, fear of whatever, it's all bullshit anyway. And it needs to go. Why? Because freedom is wasted on fear. And I will not waste my freedom. Next in the trash can is some negative conditioning that makes me shun gifts. Gifts of time, effort, space, needs met, real love, whatever. See, in the past, I might have been punished for taking the time and resources to do what I really wanted to do, but this is not true anymore. Real love revels in supporting your dreams. Wow. Now that's a gift all by itself. So I will be working on receiving everything amazing and good and awesome that this life has for me, knowing that the divine gives freely out of love and out of the joy of watching you live. So I'll ask you now, what beliefs and conditioning do you need to leave behind at the next stop? And what line of demarcation can you choose to drop it off beside? New Year's? Your birthday? The end of the month? How about today at 6 p.m.? It's worth doing a bit of house cleaning of your emotions and behaviors every now and again. What will you keep and what will you leave behind? So as we have been on this topic quite a bit recently of letting go, we're going to need to let go of some beliefs as we move into the next phase of our lives. We may have beliefs that are not serving us anymore. You've heard this before. This isn't new. Let go of that which does not serve you. Yeah, that's great, but we've been talking about how to do that. Letting go. Well, first you have to figure out what to let go of, don't you? Sometimes it's easy to choose some stuff to let go of or to choose some relationships to let go of. That's a little bit tougher. You may choose to let go of one job to take another. But beliefs and emotions are an entirely different category. This is internal mental software that drives your whole life. You may have beliefs about yourself that are holding you back. You may have fear that's holding you back. If you can identify it, that is step one. What is holding you back? And don't blame that on something external. It's you. So look internal and ask what's holding you back. And then you can use one of these techniques that we've talked about before for helping to let it go. Let's recap some of those now because it's been a little while. So let's start with the meditation technique that we talked about in episode 127. And we'll just recap it quickly now. I won't go through the entire thing. But that meditation technique is where you imagine these things you need to let go of. So in these case, particular beliefs, particular emotions, different fears. And you imagine them as backpacks and bags and things that are slung around your shoulders. And they're heavy. Because they are. And it's a somatic technique where, you know, a body-based technique where you're going to start with, you're probably up in your head with your attention, and you're going to bring your attention down. And as your attention scans down the interior of your body on its way to the lower dantian in the middle of the gut, you're going to imagine taking off all these bags and just putting them down. So in this case, you would take off the fear of standing out and put it down, or some fear of public speaking and put it down, or some belief of unworthiness and put it down. And then you have a conscious choice then to not pick it back up on the way back out, but to put it down and leave it there, leave it behind. So that meditation is one technique. Check that out. It's episode 127. There's another technique, episode 128, from David Hawkins, Dr. MD, PhD, so technically Dr. David Hawkins, where you can give characteristics to this, let's say, belief that you need to let go of. You can see it as an object with color and shape, and then you can see it emerging out from you, coming out of your body. And then you hold it with love and compassion, like you were looking at a baby bird or something, a little pet. Because you have been carrying it around like a pet, haven't you? And then you hold it with love and you watch it dissolve away. And that is surprisingly effective. It's a technique that's so simple, you wouldn't think it would work, but it is amazingly effective. And so that's another technique. And then in episode 132, we talked about yet another way to go about this, is to let go of something, you have to love it. And we see this a little bit in David Hawkins' technique, where you hold that thing with love. Give it some love and appreciation. Give it some attention, because that's what it wants. And then you might say, oh, but if I give it attention, aren't I sustaining it? No, because you have exited it from yourself. And then you acknowledge it in a detached way. Love it. Which is not attachment, right? It's just appreciating it for how it was trying to keep you safe or whatever it taught you, and then letting it go. I don't need you anymore. So you don't have to hate it, and you don't want to hate the thing. Don't hate the belief. Don't hate the fear. Because you're just compounding the negative emotion that's going to hang around, right? Acknowledge it, love it, and so forth. There's a wonderful tradition in the Buddhist texts about inviting Mara for tea. So for Buddha, Mara was, I'm going to vastly oversimplify this, but I want to make the point. I don't want to get too much in the weeds of Mara, but Mara is essentially negativity. If you take it from a representation standpoint. And so Mara comes around, Mara is fear, Mara is anger, Mara is negativity that threatens to pull you out of the beautiful state that you're in. And what does Buddha do? Buddha doesn't ignore Mara. Buddha doesn't shun Mara. Buddha says, I see you, Mara. He acknowledges the fear, and he does what they call inviting Mara to tea. He says, ah, yes, I see you there, fear. Why don't you come have a seat? Let's have some tea. He maintains a detachment from the fear while acknowledging it, appreciating it, and sending it on its way. And I find this to be an incredibly useful technique. If you try to deny the fear or the beliefs that you would like to get rid of, if you just, I'm just going to ignore them, and if I don't think about them, then they will go away. Not true. If you don't think about them, then they'll just sit there and grow and get stronger, and they will be back. So you need to deal with it. You need to deal with that baggage, unpack it, unload it, put it down. Don't say, oh, well, I'm just going to bottle this up and throw it in my backpack and keep carrying it around. No. Unpack it, look at it, acknowledge it, appreciate it, and like Marie Kondo, let it go. I don't need you anymore. Thank you. You've been of great service. I don't need you anymore. And that's what we're trying to do here. So there are so many things we need to let go of, and a constant stream of new things that come to us that we then need to let go of, right? Because we don't want to remain attached to anything much. We want to be in a constant flow of receiving and releasing, receiving and releasing. It's an ideal. We practice, we try. We get a little better. So take some time today to think about the beliefs and the emotions, fear, hate, anger, that you need to let go of, that aren't serving you anymore, that are weighing you down, and get those things out of your backpack right now. Let them go. Try these techniques. Let me know what works for you. If you hear of additional techniques, let me know about that too. And we can share that with everybody. So be at peace. Let me know how it goes for you. We'll see you next time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.